that there was no attempt on his life from the government. I am sure of that, and I can give you my word of honor that we had nothing to do about it. At the moment I heard about it, I was terribly disturbed. I told the governor of NWFP that he must carry out thorough investigations and the culprits must be apprehended. He was attacked when he went to Malakand. He went there because there was a tenant problem with the Khan of Malakand, and then he was attacked. Now he keeps saying that he has been four times subjected to assassination attempts from the government. Now if you want to play up that kind of drama, it doesn't do. There was a politician in Europe who once said that an assassination attempt was made on his life by that OSU or whatever. And what happened? He lost his status with the people. I mean, a man keeps on saying four times that I've been the people have tried to kill me and the government has tried to kill me and I know who my assassin is. It's all nonsense. And no big man would say it. So at one stage I thought, well, here is a man who would be able to do it. But I don't see it, unfortunately, anymore. That other chap is a complete nincompoop, Asghar Khan. And he's not a politician. He doesn't understand the ABC of politics. I suppose either some new leadership will emerge, or there'll be some people from my own party who will be able to get into that position. Or if some able man from Balochistan or from Punjab emerges or from Sindh, I can't say. But I do say this much, that there's no such thing as a vacuum. And leadership will be found.
And you promised a Mrs. Gandhi. Would you like to say that?
No, I think it will be very difficult for me to do that. But I have said again and again in my speeches that she played a constructive and a visionary role at Simla. And it was a contribution for peace between India and Pakistan.
Do you recall anything about Nehru? Would you like to say something about him?
I had many meetings with Nehru. He was a fascinating man. We all know that. Man of letters. And he was a person who was sincerely well read.
There are, no doubt. Yes,
there are people who will talk to you about books without reading them. But this man, you could know that he was a sincere reader, a profound reader. And he got the message of what he read, and he kept pace with the world. The faster it became, the faster he tried to go with it. He was a man who was endowed with creative ideas. His concept of non-alignment in the world of that day was a constructive approach to diplomacy, and he resisted many pressures at that time to take a position. You know, once he gave a long speech in Parliament why India cannot take a position and why India has to remain non-aligned. It was a very fine speech he gave, and his outlook towards the communist world at large and the Soviet Union. He was not frightened by all that one heard, that, you know, you touch a communist and you go red. To have relations with the Soviet Union in those days, to develop those relations and not to be intimidated by them. And his approach to the problems of the third world, his approach to the Arab-Israeli problem. But two things about Nehru, which were the really fatal mistakes he made. One was the China question.
Yes.
And the other one was the Kashmir question. These two things.
Sir, it may be hypothetical, but in 1965, if he had been living, do you think there would have been Indo-Pakistan war?
I can't say.
Because he always said that war between two countries would destroy the subcontinent. That would be very suicidal, something like that.
But he threatened to attack in Lahore in 50 when, in 48.
But then he, that might be part of, you know, pressures here and there, but he never came to that. It could have been possible at that time. I think all troops were almost within the whispering distance. No, I'm saying about, would he have that?
difficult to say. Because if we were to judge in the abstract, and you had asked me this question, that would he have allowed the forward policy in 1962, I would have made the mistake of saying he would not have.
Mm-hmm. But since
he did do that. But having made that mistake, maybe he might not have made the mistake of 65. But I can't say. It's possible that he would have been swept away by the events, and one thing would have led to another. That's what happens in Indo-Pakistan affairs very often.
No, I just wanted to spend 5-10 minutes off the record. I said, but sincerely, sir, how really this, when I go back, I shall try to meet the government members, or maybe the Prime Minister also. What really, how, as you know that from my writing, I'm a great believer in this, that we should live together as separate countries, but we can contribute. And probably we can be somewhere in the sun, because now what are we? Third rate, fourth rate or fifth rate power, except that we have population and some outdated weapons and nothing, the hunger, everything is, I personally think conditions since independence might have changed it marginally, but for an average man probably it's still worse. So how I'm saying about what really can be done to improve the relations? You know that Kashmir is the biggest problem. Do you think making up with Sheikh Abdullah will help?
You're making up with Sheikh Abdullah. If you make up with Sheikh Abdullah and he departs from
whatever he is,
whatever is that, he'll be of very little value to you. It will not be the answer.
He is wanting us to go back to 1951, you know, that three subjects, etc. I would say that is what he is saying. I don't know when, because negotiations are taking place.
Without resolving the Kashmir dispute, you will create new problems in the rest of India, although there is a difference between Kashmir and the rest of India. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to picking up on a precedent, people don't do that kind of hair splitting.
Yes, someone said, you think a Tamil Nadu and others also might start demanding the same kind of thing.
Although there is no analogy,
yes,
but
still,
you can't go and say that on the one hand we are regarding Kashmir to be a part of India, which is your position, and on the other hand to say that no, we will
give it,
because that recognizes the disputed character of the state, and if that were an answer, I think Shastri would have done it. Because Shastri also.
But to Pakistan, it wouldn't really make a difference at all.
It would not resolve the Kashmir dispute, and for us, it doesn't make a difference.
Can I say that? On this
no, one? I would not like to say that, because there might be misunderstanding that I'm trying to promote that.
Okay.
Speaking in the abstract.
No, but can't we just keep this thing aloof for a while? Can't we have a moratorium, say, or 10 years or 5 years, let's do certain other things.
Within a formula, within a framework, that kind of thing I suggested to you, that it was suggested earlier, that well, after certain time something can be done, but unless it is connected with the next step, it would mean as if the problem has been settled.
Where it should look like that we are towards the solution of it around the world.
I am speaking entirely off the record. Speaking entirely off the record, what I said in Azad Kashmir, that should have been very much appreciated in India. Because no politician in Pakistan would have dared to say that except provincial status.
But what did you have in mind when you said provincial status? Do you have any province of the?
I put it into them in the sense that you come and give me the answer. I would like your views, a united party, a formula for me and all. But I told them, how can you accept this position, hanging in midair between the mountains, neither here nor there? And if you don't come closer to us, you'll go further from us. And then where will you go? All that was encouraging them to come forward with the proposal for provincial status. Some people here said, well, look, he solved the problem he's putting. I don't say that in this way I am solving the problem, but certainly I'm taking the problem towards a solution. And that is in conformity with your position, although I don't say that it would mean accepting your position.
Yes, yes, but
I would have thought that you'd have.
Well, that one was covered.
It has to be covered up, you see. Otherwise, you'd have here, you see. How then? There was not a ripple in the country. Although the opposition people and all, otherwise, I said that Ayub Khan could dare not have made that kind. He would have loved to have said that kind of thing. And others would not have. Many have been contemplated it, that, you know, all right, now why not then merge them, bring them into our mainstream of our national life, but they've not dared to do it. Now, the point is that I did it and also successfully did not have any...
Or did you throw an idea
and... I didn't have, and there was not any trouble over it. Now, like Bangladesh, if you people had forced the pace and I had done it a year ago or 18 months ago, that would have been a great deal of trouble here. You would have got your temporary satisfaction. But it would have been temporary because suppose it had led to great chaos here and then it would have been a pretext to the army or for chauvinists to take over on. It would have meant more trouble for the subcontinent. But I have slowly, gradually gone, taken the wind out of it. Attrition has taken place. Now I'm quite confident, I feel fairly confident, that when we do take the final step after they come to this Islamic conference, that would be another big step. People will see them, people will meet them, they will also say certain things. And
be if they come, they may not.
Well, if they don't come, but even that will be a thing that we have invited them. Yes. Otherwise, those chauvinists will say, why did we invite?
Correct.
The fact that we say that, all right, we invited them, that means we recognize them. It's a de facto recognition.
Correct. Correct.
It's more than de facto recognition. Mm-hmm. So that also helps, whether they come or not come.
Mm-hmm. Then, but I say that invitation does mean a de facto recognition. I ask you, what does it mean? Anything you said? Well, then tomorrow.
I'm speaking.
If you don't,
yes, I will. No, I'm speaking on 2 or 3 days
okay.
after that.
Okay.
So you see, this is also the way. Now here, the germ has been thrown in, the idea has been thrown in. People have not violently reacted to it. Lahore remained calm, Gujranwala remained calm. Why? Because at the same time, there were statements which were matching it in a way that right of self-determination is sacrosanct, which is not in conflict with our position. So it is a step forward. And if you can also take some imaginative steps forward, perhaps we both move and there might be a light at the end of the tunnel. But that means meetings. That means patient discussions, meetings and negotiations. Without that, you can't be able to.
Suppose, I was thinking, suppose Mr. Gandhi were to invite you for this Republic Day, for the 26th January.
How can I go in the present circumstances? Because first of all, we have 2 or 3 times stressed the invitation.
Otherwise, she should come first.
Mrs. Gandhi. And it will be unnecessary. Otherwise, why wouldn't I let...
No, I was thinking of just a gesture.
But you see, the point is that it would be not helping the matter because then when it comes to an agreement, people will say that... So I am interested more in the substance. One of the reasons why we have been able to make progress is because I have been associated with confrontation.
Yes.
If I was associated with the Wali Khan approach, I would not have been able to move an inch. Because finally people say, nahi, ye kuch aisi baat nahi karega, aisi koi galat baat nahi karega. Now this will then put us into that thing. Then the opposition, dekho to ye to bas, she doesn't come, she doesn't bother. Otherwise to me, I mean I'm a very modest man from
yes,
that point.
Sir.
I would go, why not, very happy to go. But it would not help in the bigger things.
Do you want to pursue with the Sheikh Mujibur Rahman anything you said, Kebhai, you would like to talk to him now?
This can I connect it with what I have to say on...
The promise which he gave you, that we shall have some contact between East and West.
What? He made so many promises.
Well, those things are forgotten.
How
is the situation there? I haven't gone there.
I don't know, here it's not too happy, but
yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, I recall your words, you said, you don't know him, I know him.
But I think you know him now better.
Yeah. Well, in a way.
He is a
well, thank you very
strange
much,
man. Thank you. We had a long session.
Yes, very grateful. I said use it for London time. I believe you are meeting the pressman on Sunday.